The current issue of the journal PLOS ONE features the largest terrestrial herbivores known, the long-neck, long-tail, big-body sauropod. Lead author Michael Demick, a paleontologist at Stony Brook University, and colleagues studied Diplodocus and Camarasaurus, two distinctly related sauropods of similar giant size but different body types. Diplodocus had low-slung shoulders, a horse-shaped skull, a tremendously elongated neck, and a whip-like tail. Camarasaurus had a shorter neck and thicker tail, larger teeth, and a broader skull.
Our starting question was, how do these animals live for so long side by side in the same ecosystem?
Demick figured that diet played a role. So assuming the role of paleodentist, he and his team removed teeth encased in skulls of the two animals to look for clues.
We looked at their tooth shapes, their tooth sizes, and their tooth formation and replacement rates, and we found that those things were very different in these two animals.
In the late Jurassic period, some 150 million years ago, Diplodocus and Camarasaurus fed on ferns and tough green vegetation like conifers, which could wear teeth down quickly. But sauropod teeth grew rapidly. When one tooth fell out, another was already lined up to replace it. Demick says the study revealed just how fast that happened.
Diplodocus was an extreme case, so it would have had a new tooth in each tooth socket about every month. Camarasaurus a little bit slower, about one tooth every 2 months. Now, because Camarasaurus's teeth are so much bigger and broader, though, than Diplodocus's were, it actually was producing and going through a lot more material faster.
Demick says feeding habits were a factor in the survival of these two giants in the same ecosystem. He says Camarasaurus took a quality over quantity approach to its diet, while Diplodocus grazed with its head on the ground, eating as much as fast as it could. Studies like his, Demick says, bring the daily life of dinosaurs alive for people today. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.